T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Bonte.
Let's just put the rat on the table, Goop.
Steiny.
The thought, I die alone. I laugh the loudest today.
Yeah!
And Guru.
Hell yeah! So I go, who paid for me? She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
Oh, my. Man, am I feeling good today. I'm in a good mood. A little lighter on my feet today. I wonder why. No rhyme or reason to it. Just in a good mood today. Happy Friday, everybody. Yeah,
NFC I saw you catch a football game. You caught a football.
Yes, I did.
Looked
I also,
like a DB, Bonte.
I saw, also lived a lifelong dream out. I got to hand the ball off to Lowe like
wow,
I was a quarterback.
You were really into it.
Yeah, we ran a little run-pass option with Lowe.
That's my first calling.
And guess what? I gave him the ball. I thought that would be better than me rolling out.
Wow.
All right, man.
That's
wicked
cool.
We got the NFC Championship game, 3:40 on Sunday at Levi Stadium. And, all right, guys, I'm going to throw this out to you. If you want to do it, you can do it. If not, you don't have to. But we can have some fun over the course of the first couple hours. So, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, one of the things they've done since they took over the 49ers is they've made a reconnection with their past, with the 49ers legends. Steve Young, Joe Montana, they're more around, they're more present. Kyle Shanahan asks a former 49er each week to address the team before the game. And Steve Young did it a few weeks ago and ended up telling a story about Jerry Rice and Deion Sanders, and it was kind of used as a motivational tool before the game. So, here's what I'm thinking. What if you could give the Niners a little pep talk on Sunday, an hour before the game? What would you say to them? 888-957-9570. I'm giving you 30, 45 seconds. You want to give your speech, your pep talk. You're in the pregame locker room with the Niners. What are you telling them? How are you getting them up for the game? Let us know. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you the approach I would have, of course.
This is what we all want to hear.
Yeah, it would basically, there'd be no raising of the voice. I'd say, you guys know why you're here, and let's just go out and do it.
He's being serious.
Yeah.
You don't believe in momentum.
I would say, guys, there's nothing that I can say right now that should change your approach to the game. You should be all in right now. Let's go. 1, 2, 3.
49ers.
Yeah. Guru, you got anything off the top of your head?
Yeah, I would say gather around, guys. Gather around. 45 seconds, right? We all got family. We all got friends. Forget everybody, because last year at the same time, we won 4 damn games. We got 60 minutes to go kick some ass and bring this franchise back where it belongs. It's the Super Bowl. They doubted you. They doubted all of us. Let's come together on 3. Win! 1, 2, 3!
Come together! Oh, win!
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That was kind of weak, B.
Top of the my head, this is what I would do.
It's hard to do it without a team in front of you.
Right, it is hard
to
do.
Well, here comes Kyle.
Here's Coach Kyle. But Kyle walked in, and I look at Kyle, I look at Guru, I look at Sonny, I say, fellas, there's nothing more I can say. You've done all the work this year. You're 13-3. Actually, excuse me, 14-3. The haters were hating in the preseason. They've hated us throughout the season. And all you guys have done has responded. So, fellas, what I say to you guys now, it is time. It is your time. It is your time to show the world once again that you're the San Francisco 49ers. And that means something. Let's go out there and do this, boys. Super Bowl on 3. 1, 2, 3. Super Bowl!
You know what? I think the listeners are like, we're going to lose, I think. I think we're going to lose to the Packers
this week. Sending the kid to an SAT test. Those two.
Everybody was feeling confident until they heard our pregame speeches. It's a Football Friday brought to you by Oaks Card Club. Play it smart. Play at Oaks. So over the course of the show, you want to give them a pep talk. We'll give them a pep. We'll let you give your pep talk to the San Francisco 49ers. And maybe I'll try to maybe give another one. Let me get warmed
Coach
up.
Coach Hill, you soft. Hill got me hyped to go to the library. Damn.
So I want to size this game up now. I really do. And in general, here's the way I feel. And just tell me if you agree with me or not. It just feels to me like, what do the Packers have to do to win? The one thing comes to my mind: Rodgers has to be spectacular. Rodgers has to carry him. Okay? How do the Niners win this game? Well, could be one of many ways. Could be their running game. Could be their passing game. Could be their it just feels like everything's got to go right for the Packers. And the 49ers, if they just play their solid game, don't turn the ball over, mimic the first 17 games, they're going to win. They're going to the Super Bowl. That's how I feel.
And this is how I feel, Bonte, and I'm going to go Beyonce. I just feel like it's destiny for the Niners team to get back to the Super Bowl. This is not hyperbole. I feel like they are about to go on a warrior-like run. And what you just said, one quarterback has to play out of his mind, and the other quarterback can have a pedestrian day and be picked up or lifted by his defense. There's a reason the Niners are the number one seed. So it's all good to talk about the Smith brothers on defense. Aaron Rodgers he's a one-trick pony in regard to, he's got Adams, a receiver, he's got Jones as a running back. It's going to take more, and he's not Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. He's not Lamar Jackson. So, Bonte, I expect the Niners to win in a dominating fashion and get this team to the Super Bowl, and this will be something that we'll look back on where the Niners are back, Jack, because they may be back, gone like Berman. Getting back to the Super Bowl.
I don't know what the hell. Jack, back. Well, I don't know. You lost me there. But the Niners, it does feel like if the Niners don't turn the football over, they run the football, Jimmy Garoppolo stays away from the mistakes, they should win this football game by about 10 points. It does feel like Rodgers has to be special, but it also feels like everything has to go right for the Green Bay offense. And what I mean by that is they have to run the football with Aaron Jones. They have to find some type of running game here. You see Dalvin Cook last week, Minnesota tried over and over and over to try to run the football, and it just didn't work. If you become one-dimensional against this defense, you're in for a long day, and Aaron Rodgers knows that. So he's going to need Aaron Jones. He's going to need his linemen, Bulaga and Bakhtiari, one of the biggest keys of the game to me, because they need to keep D. Ford and Nick Bosa off of Aaron Rodgers.
The pressure
from his defensive front is coming. So if you don't run the football, all of a sudden, guys are pinning their ears back, and Aaron Rodgers is going to be on his back more times than not. So it does feel like Green Bay has to play the perfect game, and the Niners have to give them gift wrap some mistakes. A couple fumbles, a couple picks, maybe a special teams turnover. Everything has to go right for the Green Bay Packers in order for them to win this football game.
You know, you brought up an interesting point earlier when I said, it just feels like Rodgers has to be great. And you said, I don't feel that way. And I asked you why, and you were saying, because if he has to be great, it kind of means the 49ers game plan is working.
Yep.
So if he's not great, what does that mean? Well, maybe he's handing the ball off.
Right.
Why is he handing it off? Well, maybe there's a reason for handing it off. Maybe this is the game where the Packers try to play like the Niners did last week.
Right.
I don't know that they can or if they can.
Yeah, but it starts.
But I think that's what you got to.
Yeah.
You got to try to do it all.
When you want to go beat the bully or the beast, you got to hit him in the mouth. And I thought Minnesota was hard-headed. You know you can't run. You see you can't run. If you're going to get out of here with a W, you got to throw this thing around, even if the ball's intercepted.
Yeah, but
and
you know what,
they got to abort mission Sunday, the Packers, and put it in Rodgers' hands if you see you're not getting anything on the ground, because it's just a matter of time then, B.
But then if you pass it all day long, we've talked about this all season long, from game number one, which involved the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. Remember Packers went, what, 10-3?
Oh, 13-3. Oh, I remember that game.
But Trubisky threw the ball over 40 times. And we're thinking it's a one-possession game. Why don't you try to run the football? Eli, if you drop back in shotgun and you pass every single down against this defense, trouble's going to happen to the Green Bay Packers. You're going to turn the ball over. You're going to get Aaron Rodgers killed by this defensive front. Solid in the blitzes with Fred Warner. You will get him killed if you don't at least try to run the ball, or if you can stay in the game, keep Aaron Jones involved. Because if you let Rodgers throw the ball 60 times this Sunday, sure, you're saying, hey, it's Aaron Rodgers. The game is in his hands. Well, Bosa's going
to
eat.
And the Packers screen game to Rodgers up to Jones
is this week.
When it works, it's something. It's a thing of beauty.
Apparently, our pregame speeches weren't very good, Bonte.
We're calm.
I got to tell you.
It hurts me because Guru was just talking me up yesterday at the Warriors World Tournament.
Yeah, but I was disappointed in the speech, B. I said, I need earplugs.
I should have had an idea of my pregame speech before.
Exactly.
It was almost like Shanahan said, Steinmetz, go in real quick. Just give him a talk. So maybe I'll give another one where I have a little more prep.
A little disappointed, too, because I'm wearing all my City College gear.
I went to go talk
to the football team, but they were jacked up after I talked to them. So, I'm a little disappointed in myself, man. Library
that
swag.
Funeral swag.
Let's go to Jonathan in San Francisco. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, I'm going to fire up the troops. I'm going to go walk in that room and say, men.
Hold on. Jonathan, I set it up. I'm Kyle Shanahan. All right, guys, we know today's game's big. I want to turn it over to former 49er legend as a fan. Jonathan in San Francisco, he's going to address you for a minute.
All right, guys. You know when you're dreaming when you're young? You know when you're dreaming when you're doing the two-a-days back in the day? You're lifting all them weight. You're sweating, blood, sweat, and tears all over you. Well, destiny's staring right in front of you, saying hi. We're going to play fast. We're going to play physical, but we're going to be smart. We're not going to think about the future because the now is here. And the now is to win, to get to that dance and to win there too. Now, we're here, and they're there, and they're standing right in front of us. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to bust it open, we're going to kick the doors, and we're going to slam the door on them because we're going to take what we're here for. We're going to take the win, we're going to take the Super Bowl.
All right, I just heard the pregame clock.
Bang,
we
got to
get out on the field. good, Jonathan.
That's not bad.
That wasn't bad.
It was long. We're here, and they're there. You don't even know Pat, Jay. 888-957-9570.
You want to give the 49ers a motivational speech, you can do it right here on 95.7 The Game.
Former great
49ers have been addressing the team before the game. I'll tell you, one thing I would say is nobody believed in you. Nobody!
Uh-oh.
But that morning show, BS&G, they hung with us all year. That's right, Richard Sherman. We had guys on the bandwagon. Let's take them all the way home. Let's go.
Something like that.
By the way,
we're here. I also and they're there.
That's a good one. I like it.
Hey, we did bring up two a days though.
I like the two a days.
That speech was brought to you by the Dial Pad.
Oh gosh. How about this too? Vontae brought this up. Of all the things we've talked about, 49er related. There's one thing we really haven't talked about, or a person we haven't talked about, and I think maybe right now's the time a little bit. Jed York, public enemy number one back in 2014. He was intrusive. He was obtrusive. He was annoying, I thought. He was way too present. I think a lot of people thought this team will never succeed with Jed York at the top. Here we are 5 years after he was vilified, and maybe rightfully so. They're on the brink of the Super Bowl. He's kept a very low profile. When we have seen him, it's kind of been in a very positive light or a vulnerable position, as Bonte and Guru say. So, Jed York, maybe a leopard can change its stripes.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I do. I'm going to tell you what I think about that. I think you're spot on. But you and Bonte, I don't want to be an eye guy, but last week I brought Jed York up and kind of giving him some kudos, and you guys were Bosa and D Ford blitzing me like, not it was too early. He didn't deserve a slice. He was a walking soundbite, and it was funny. It was bad. My point, Bonte, is he gets credit for giving the Dr. J contracts to these two guys where a lot of people are like, dude, this dude's out of his mind. Six.
There you go.
Okay? And now you want nine. You know what I mean? So to try to be, he wasn't trying. He doesn't strike me as the guy that was trying to be Jerry Jones. I love my voice. I think he thought he had something going on, and he did under Harbaugh, and it sunk. And for him to just look in the mirror, wash his face, brush his teeth, and say, you know what? I'm going to be quiet. I gave him the contracts. I'm going to let him work. And he still not said anything. I give him all the credit in this egotistical world of social media. Look at me. He could have even said, I got it right. He hasn't even done that. And I'm going to tell you this, B, because I think they're winning Sunday. I don't know when he'll talk, but I'm going to be all ears. I can't wait to hear what he has to say, because it will mean more that he's been mute and let his team just build all this momentum.
He's been humble. He was humbled after the Jim Harbaugh firing, after what happened, because he was front and center. It felt like he was trying to be the next Jerry Jones. The tweeting Adam Schefter, texting Adam Schefter, guaranteeing NFC West championships. Talk about, hey,
winning
with class.
That's my favorite.
Division championships, we hang Super Bowl banners. When it was like, Jed, you were my age the last time they were winning Super Bowls. What are you talking about, buddy? You haven't done anything. Since the team was under their control, Dr. York, Denise DeBartolo, York, and Jed York, they hadn't done anything. So for him pumping his chest out after Harbaugh brought this franchise alive, it was like, wait a minute here. Come on, man. Sit back in the cut and just lay low for a second. But then, you know what? Funny thing happened. The Niners became an expansion team. People stopped going to the games. Levi's were 50% full. And he humbled himself by giving John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan a 6-year deal. But the greatest thing about that, I always thought, was they were talking and there was no more leaks. Because remember all the leaks in the building with Harbaugh, Tom Sula, Chip Kelly? It was messy as hell. Everybody's texting somebody, sources here and there. Trent Dilfer's finding out things.
Whoa.
He kept that under wraps. And you know what he's done? He stayed in the background and let John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan do their thing. And I'm proud of Jed York, because there's some growth there.
Wow.
And that's all we wanted to see. That's all we wanted to see from young Jed York. He has learned, and I wonder how much Eddie D has taught him. I wonder how much Carmen Policy's talked to him.
He's big.
But Jed York has done a great job, and I just thought this morning, Steiny, you know what? It's time we give this guy some credit. It's time we give Jed York some freaking credit and stop hating on him.
And he deserves it, B.
And he deserves it, because he has grown, he's humbled himself, and he stayed in the background.
We have the best coaching staff.
One of the reasons I love the listeners is because they can be funny. From the 408, Steiny, a leopard has spots, not stripes. They're here, and we're here.
We're here, and they're there.
Oh, man.
That was a good one.
I also want to ask 49er fans, especially those with some perspective on Bay Area sports history, and what I mean by that is, let's talk a little ownership real quick. The Raiders, after Al Davis passed, but even before Al Davis passed, we don't think their ownership's very good. I don't think the Raiders' ownership is very good. I don't know that they're ever going to be able to win consistently with Mark Davis as the guy running the team. The former owner of the Golden State Warriors, Chris Cohan, went to the playoffs one time, and it was almost a fluke. It may have been a fluke. There were many people that thought, this team will never win consistently with this owner. I thought that of Jed York. I was starting to think that of Jed York. So maybe this is this, and I mean consistently too. Anybody can do it in a year or two. I think it's possible that he can be running a team that's consistently successful, and I didn't really think that way a few years back.
Yeah, and you talk about Motown, the temptation of not jumping in and saying, look, we're 13-3, we're the number one seed. Where I'm going, Bonte, the fact that he's remaining quiet now, he'll remain quiet forever now. If you didn't want to jump in, you know, during this complete 180, I mean, you talk about Eddie D taking him to the lab. Somebody's talked to him, and right. They did a great job at presenting to him, hey, just fall back. And right now, this guy deserves the credit. And I know you kept it Bay Area, but I think about the Knicks fans, James Dolan. Oh, they'll man. Never win under him.
How about the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Right Jerry now? Jones. Haven't won anything.
I mean, I know he's won in the past, yeah. But right. do you think Dallas fans have lost their confidence in Jerry Jones?
Not after he just made okay. Yeah, so he
but
did
it took
what?
Him long
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, it did. It did. He's like, finally woke up and he's getting older. He wants to win, so now he's trying to, you know, get a new coach, and it ain't about credit. Let's just get the star in there. So
yeah, no doubt. And
Jed, he's the man.
And you know what? Experience. Jed York got the job, and he wasn't really experienced with working with an NFL team in a front office. So give him credit for having the experience, taking his lumps with Mike Singletary, Mike Nolan, later on
Mike
with Jim
Nolan.
Harbaugh, Mike Nolan. Remember that?
Cowboy it, now.
You know what I'm saying? They gave Mike Nolan full control of the organization. Yeah. GM and
he dressed
head coach.
Well, though.
Oh, no, he didn't. That cheap suit that
that's right.
Reebok was making. Come on.
925. I forgot about that. The plane's flying over Levi Stadium. Saying,
fire Jed York.
Jed York.
I haven't seen those this year.
About that.
Lowell Cone confronting Jed York.
What did he say? Are you going to fire yourself?
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay, Bobby. Bobby's got a pep talk. What's going on, Bobby and San Leandro? How you doing, man?
All right. How y'all doing, guys? Y'all ready for the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
You know
you want to address the 49ers?
Hey, my address to the 49ers.
Hold on.
Hey, guys. Yeah,
Bobby. Hold on, Bobby. Bobby.
Let me know what
Bobby!
Uh-huh.
I got to set it up. I'm Kyle Shanahan. All right?
What? We fell asleep.
Hey, guys. We got a special guy here. He wants to address you before this game. Bobby in San Leandro. Bobby, give your message to Jimmy G and the squad.
Hey, guys, we got this far. Let's win now.
All right.
Wow.
Here we go, Niners. Here we go.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
That's Bobby.
Jimmy. Well, in fairness, we set a bad tone.
Yeah. 20-word minimum.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You know what? We got a minute. I thought Bobby's pregame speech was going to be a little longer, so we have time for another one. Let's go to Coach.
Oh, my
the coach
Lord.
Is
oh, coach
in Los Altos.
To have something.
Coach, what's going on, man? You ready?
What a great program, and I am so ready.
Okay, here we go. Hey, guys, I know it's a big game today, and that's why I brought in the coach from Los Altos to say a few words.
Thanks, Coach Shanahan. Men, you prepared your whole life for this moment. From OTAs until now, you've played with your hair on fire. True hot boys. You've proven all the doubters wrong, and you made the haters eat their words. But this isn't about them. It's about you. Nothing else matters. Look in your hearts. Look in the eyes of the men next to you. And just know that you're about to create your legacy, your personal legacy, but more importantly, the legacy of the 2019-2020 Niners. It's about us. The time is now. Now go and take it.
I got the Niners winning by 5 touchdowns.
Where's the donation plate? I feel
phenomenal.
Like I need to put some money in the donation
phenomenal
plate.
Job.
He
wow.
was got me ready to go.
I'll tell you what, that was not his first pre-game
he's
speech.
A preacher. Yeah.
I tell you what, it was boy, that was good. That's going to be tough to top.
Dude, I went to my walk.
Coach
that was in it, yeah.
When he started off, thanks, Coach Shanahan. I was like, oh boy, we got something here.
Man, that was good. It didn't feel like it was all scripted either. He had some good thoughts.
Mine's still number one.
Coach is now the best.
Los Altos, man. Oh, the way he said thanks, Coach Shanahan. The way he set the tone with that one, I said, oh, he's got me.
Right. No, I like that one. I thought it was a perfect blend of emotion and calmness. There was some inspiration in there. 925 says, Coach got me hyped. So We're going to have a lot of fun today. Trust me. We've got Merton Hanks. Merton Hanks, yeah. Former San Francisco 49er, coming up at 11 o'clock. And then Ian Williams, another 49er, former 49er, will be in studio. He'll be in studio for the last hour, 1 to 2 o'clock. Here's what we're going to do. You know, over the course of the day, you want to give your speech to the 49ers. We're going to let you give a speech to the 49ers. We'll be doing that over the course of the show. What I do want to go out on, again, is Jed York. Is it time to say, you know what, he's turned a corner? Is it time to say, easy, we're not there yet? Or are you even in the school of, hey, even a blind squirrel gets a nut once in a while? I want to know where you're at on Jed York. I will say this, if he's got any common sense, which he has shown for a long time, he can't say a word until the Super Bowl's
over. Oh, no doubt.
Right?
Nope.
Yep. Right? Winning. Can we agree on that?
He'll get presented the trophy.
Right.
Oh, he'll have the form.
Well, there he goes. Yeah. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Nutrisystem for Men. You want to give a pregame speech to the San Francisco 49ers, you can do it right here. I'm hearing they're listening. Yeah, they're listening in the locker room, actually, before they go out to practice. So that's all sponsored by Nutrisystem for Men. Now's the time to try Nutrisystem for Men. See how simple losing weight can be with Nutrisystem. The meals come to your door. You eat the food and lose the weight. Order at Nutrisystem.com/radio. That's Nutrisystem.com/radio. Restrictions apply. Call or see website for details.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, we are back and better than ever. 49ers, Green Bay Packers, 3:40 kickoff, Levi Stadium, NFC Championship. I want you to think back 4 months. Think about how improbable we thought that was. This segment, sponsored by 24 Hour Fitness. What makes a workout worth it? Feeling the results at 24 Hour Fitness. We'll help you find your path forward. Start with a free pass to 24-Hour Fitness and get your results your way. We're having some fun here. Kyle Shanahan has done a great job. He and John Lynch since taking over of reaching into the 49ers' past and incorporating their legends. He's had a lot of those legends address the team before games, and we thought since we've got some hardcore 49er fans here, we'll have a little fun and pretend you get to address the 49ers before the game. Also talking about Jed York and the fact that less than 5 years ago, he was public enemy number one, and right now he's on the precipice of getting this franchise, or at least being atop this franchise as it gets back to the super, as it tries to get back to the Super Bowl.
He caught a lot of heat with the Chip, Kelly Hire, Tom Sula. But did he really get his flowers he deserved for hiring Harbaugh and knowing that he could turn it around? And we know the leaks, and he was part of it and why it broke up. But let's be honest, this is his second go-round because he got that team. He hired a coach that was good enough to turn this team around and turn him into a Super Bowl contender. And then the drama started, Steiny. So it ain't like he's 0 for 8. He hit a home run.
Well, he hit an obvious home run. It was like the Astros knowing when the fastball is coming. Jim Harbaugh is the most sought after head coaching candidate coming out of Stanford. And hell, Jed York actually allowed Jim Harbaugh to take a trip down to Miami. He was going to take a trip down to Miami with the owner Steven Ross and possibly take the Dolphins job. So he couldn't botch that. It was a no-brainer. Nah. It was in his backyard. He doesn't get flowers for that. It was the obvious hire. Hire this guy, stay out of the way. And what happened? He didn't stay out of the way. He really started being in meetings, and he wanted to be like Jerry Jones. He was feeling himself a little tough. And then the one that really started the fan base when they really started to turn their back against Jed York. Because when he tweeted,
winning was class.
When they lost to the Seattle Seahawks, he goes, Jed York tweeted out, thank you 49ers faithful for coming out strong tonight. This performance wasn't acceptable. I apologize for that. And a lot of people said that tweet made it out to the video board. That's a problem. You can't do that.
Calling Harbaugh out when you put that tweet. Wow.
No doubt. Let's go to Rob in San Bruno.
Our guy.
Rob's always kind of felt that Jed maybe hasn't gotten a fair shake. What's up, Bob? How you doing, man? I'm sorry, Rob. My bad.
Same thing.
What's happening, my guys? You know what I mean? I'm just walking around the city about to go, you know what I mean, rolling something up, enjoying this good day.
Okay.
Look, check this out. Check this out, man. Look, man, that Jed thing is overstated. And Bonte, tell the whole story. Miami offered...
You want to get hot?
They offered Jim Harbaugh more money and more power, but he chose the Niners because he knew the Niners had a good team that was going to win. Secondly, Jim Harbaugh went in there, thought he was big dog stacks, talking about he want to get paid like the head coach, but he just choked the Super Bowl away and chose the wrong quarterback. So stop it, man. Jed is the boss. Like my pop told me and his pop told him, he who has to go make the rules and Jed make the rules. Kyle Shanahan ain't going in his office disrespecting Jed.
True.
Jed is the man. He's the boss. So you got it's protocol. I don't care who you are. Bill Belichick don't go in Kraft's office with his 6'5", wearing Super Bowl, talk about, I need a raise, I'm the best. No, he don't do that. Jim did that to himself because Jim's the jerk of the decade. That's the bottom line. And all Jed said was this. Jed said, give me a teacher who can know offense. Who's a better teacher in the offense? Who makes players better on offense? Jim Harbaugh or Kyle Shanahan?
Oh, well, no doubt it's Kyle Shanahan.
Got you, Rob.
Okay.
But you can't discredit Harbaugh for getting them to three straight NFC championships. That same core couldn't win with Mike Nolan, couldn't win with Mike Singletary. Jim Harbaugh turned those guys into a winner.
But Rob's saying, and I agree with Rob, that you know a lot of people say Jed was 95% wrong and Harbaugh was 5.
Right.
I think it's 50. I think it's 50-50.
Wow,
but
no.
50-50.
Then what happened with really Jed York when he said, I'm taking the GM over the head coach. I'm going with Balky instead of Harbaugh.
Yeah, wow,
and he put that
man
out there in the stratosphere, and people were like, wait a minute, how can you?
You're losing the village, man.
Yeah, man. Balky has some drafts where it was not, you know, the A.J. Jenkins draft with the Michael James.
Play like Roscoe Jenkins.
Oh, man.
It's a Martin Lawrence movie.
Remember this, and I think this, you know, we talk about Jed York and seeing him in a little different light. Remember this. This was after the Saints game. And it was just days after Jed York's brother passed at the age of 35, and the 49ers had a win 48-46 in the Superdome. And here's what Kyle Shanahan said afterwards.
Good job. As when we play that well, it just shows you guys how good we can be. And there's so many things we can still do better, guys. All right, 2.8 yards of play for them. We had 7.5. All right. We talk about, like, and one thing that was cool, you can see, regardless of the result, but, like, there was no hesitation on anyone. We talked about making everyone feel us. We know we're at a big time right now. All right, we answered that. We got another big test this week. All right, I did not plan on this at all. At all. But I had time to think about it a little bit. All right? I had time to think about it a little bit. Yeah, you guys got Victory Monday.
Hey, we got to keep going.
Yep.
Hey, be smart tonight because this is just the beginning.
Yep.
Let's take care of ourselves and get better. Niners on three. 1, 2, 3. Niners!
All right, that's my bad. That was a speech I wanted you guys to hear to get you excited. This one's more sobering, but I want to play it as an indication of maybe the closeness of this organization. And I said Jed York's brother had passed days before. It was the 1-year anniversary of Jed York's brother passing. Again, my bad. This is after the Saints game.
Proud of you guys, and so pumped we can be a part of this team. Guys, every game's been different. All right, I feel like we've been through every type of game this year possible. We haven't. All right, we got a different type of game today. All right, guys, whatever happened, man, you guys rise to the challenge and got it done. All right, I don't care how we do it, man. You guys found a way. We talked about it yesterday. This was a special day, all right, for a number of reasons. All right, we knew how important this game was, all right, but we also knew how important this was to our team, all right, and to the Yorks. All right, they had heavy, heavy hearts today, man. We know what we've been through for the last year. All right, and I promise you, all right, Doc, all right, Jed, all right, I promise you he's down watching today, man, and I guarantee you he is. I know there's five of you guys, man, but five game balls here. It's for Jenna, Mara, all right, Jed, all right, Denise and Dot here, and Dr. York, but we love you guys and we appreciate you guys.
Hey, Guru, I'm dead, like, I some goosebumps.
That, man.
So, what I'm getting at is, you know, the guy's human, Jed York, and obviously, regardless of what public perception is, Kyle Shanahan can't be faking that. There's something going on there that's legitimate.
Yeah, you can't fake realness, B. And you guys laughed at me, not in a bad. It was endearing. I'm a team guy, and that's just how I was brought up. That's what I gravitate to. That's how I treat my friends, unity. And when you hear it, you know when it's real. And that sound by Bonte was real. There was a lot of raw emotion going around it. People have lost loved ones, the anniversary. And the moment after a game to where you can hit the gear when you're supposed to keep perspective, that just the unity, the bonding, it's a exercise, and it does nothing but bring God-grown-ass men together.
Yeah, no, that was a great moment for the Yorks and the 49ers organization. And I think for the fan base to see the Yorks that vulnerable and be like, okay, they're human beings too. Even though at times it felt like they were above everybody, that was a great moment for them. And it made you feel some type of way for them. So I give credit to Jed York and how he's grown. I give credit to the York family and how they've grown as owners of the 49ers. So that was a great moment for the 49ers and that organization. But something that you said, Guru, that stuck with me. You said you were a team guy. I've seen you on a basketball court.
That's just for effect.
I've seen you on a basketball court.
It was a 3-on-3 tournament, and I didn't have the most shots.
I heard about you at YGC. Against the YGC guys, kids.
Yeah. What's that?
Juvenile. You guys went up to Juvenile Hall with Jasky.
Yeah.
With the Juvie, Nash, Big Belvin.
We had a good time.
Yeah, but I heard you were like clapping at Lucas. 2 seconds into the game.
No, he's got the KD.
He's got the KD.
Were you KD?
I'm getting a little flustered.
See, that's one where I'd be like, you better be careful.
You know, with the guards dribbling out.
You better be careful.
Neal. Give me the rock now. But stop me.
Oh. And Daryl the Guru Johnson with the air ball.
Let's go to...
One with force?
Let's go to Michael in San Leandro. He wants to give a talk to the team. Hey, Michael, what's going on?
How you doing, guys?
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Listen, you know I like to bring in legends. Brought in Joe Montana yesterday, or last week. Brought in Steve Young. Welcome, Michael, in San Leandro. Michael, address the team. Thank you for coming.
Great. Bring it in, guys. Let's bring it in, guys. Everybody grabs around real close. Last year, we were 4-12. We were the jokes of the NFL. All this hard work and preparation that we put in has gotten us to where we're at. We have one game to get to where we want to be. Let's go out and dominate on all sides of the ball. Trust your teammates. Trust your coaches. Trust your skills. Let's go out and dominate. Bring this home. Get this sixth Super Bowl.
I like it. Business. That's all business. You know what?
Guru.
You know
I
what?
Give him a C. He wasn't bad at all.
Wow, C?
Yeah.
Average?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I'll give him a B+.
See, here's what I think. Here's the kind of coach Michael is.
We could be American Idol. We would all three disagree, but go ahead.
Michael is the kind of coach who's a veteran coach who doesn't believe it's his job to get the team wound up.
See, I don't like that.
That's their job.
No, it's your job.
He's giving them the game plan. Yeah, nah. He expects them to be able to get motivated by themselves. So he keeps it all business, straight line, and you guys provide the emotion. If I have to provide the emotion for you, we're already beat.
Nah, I like that, but I need that guy. Yeah, but I need like the Bobby Knight. Run through a wall.
Yeah, see, you know what? My high school coach told me, hooting and hollering don't win football games. Hooting and hollering don't win football games.
But it gets you fired up.
Yeah, but then you blow your first wide and you're sucking wind before the first quarter starts.
The football's going to take care of itself, fellas. It's the emotion. You got to come out there and run.
I don't think that's a coach's job at the professional level.
That bothers me.
Although not a bit. Yeah. I mean,
that's what the players are for.
You can't motivate them.
So you get Drew Brees in the middle of the huddle or Richard Sherman there, Uncle Sherb, telling what they got to do to dominate right before the game or Quad Alexander.
I need a guy to give me that speech to where, man, we might not get it done, but I'm going to give you everything I got.
We're here and they're.
Jimmy in Union City.
Why is that so good?
He's saying pump the brakes a little bit on Jed York. What's going on, Jimmy? How you doing, man?
Good morning. Two things real quick.
Yep.
I really enjoy your guys' banter.
Thank you.
Great. Making me look like a fool laughing while I'm driving down the road. And secondly, if you don't mind, I'd like to give a little speech after I talk about York.
Okay.
All right. Reference me to the team as the other Jimmy. Anyhow, I just think he's pumping the brakes, and you're giving him kudos for pumping the brakes and just keeping his mouth shut. There's more than just a team on the field. There's a team up in the executive office, and I don't think he was allowing that team to do their thing. And now he realized I need to just be quiet and sit down and sign checks or whatever he's got to do.
Right.
And let it roll. And then he comes out when we win the Super Bowl, and he says, I'd like to thank my group, my team, my family, this, that, and the other, and shakes some hands, pats some backs, and then goes back to his office. So I appreciate him, but he just needs to slow his roll and stay in his lane and let his team do the job. Don't micromanage it.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Hey, guys, as you know, I've been bringing in legends to address you guys before the game. Well, here's our latest legend, Jimmy from Union City. Jimmy, talk to my guys, buddy.
Thank you. Hey, fellas, we're this close. We're so close. It's been a grind from day one. Everybody's thinking, oh, nationally and publicly here and locally, we're going to win six games and that'd be great. No, that's not what it's about. We're all about going all the way. Every year, all the time, just like Sherm said when we started rolling, stay humble. Now, inside this locker room, we don't need to stay humble. We need to be fired up and ready to rip them apart, no matter who it is across from the field. So let's take it. Let's do it today, this weekend, and let's take care of it in 2 weeks. Super Bowl or bust, baby.
Not bad. Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate
it. Not bad.
Appreciate it.
Not bad.
I don't know if that's going to get the Niners to cover the spread, but I don't think they're going to lose because of it.
I agree with that.
He was having a conversation.
Yeah, we're having fun today. Here's so far the bet. If you want to give the 49ers a pregame speech, we're letting you do that today at 95.7 The Game. Kyle Shanahan has allowed a 49er legend to address the team before each game. And so since our listeners are legends, they now get to address the team. Coach P, coach in Petaluma, this the coach. This is the best one so far.
Santos.
This is Coach addressing the San Francisco 49ers.
Thanks, Coach Shanahan. Men, you prepared your whole life for this moment. From OTAs until now, you've played with your hair on fire. True hot boys. You've proven all the doubters wrong, and you made the haters eat their words. But this isn't about them. It's about you. Nothing else matters. Look in your hearts. Look in the eyes of the men next to you, and just know that you're about to create your legacy. Your personal legacy, but more importantly, the legacy of the 2019-2020 Niners. It's about us. The time is now. Now go and take it.
Wow.
He said true
winner,
hot
winner, 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 winner.
But he sounds, and he did a great job, but he sounds too young.
True hot boy.
True hot boy. He sounds like somebody's son.
That was pretty good. It was very
like,
buttoned
get
up.
Your son,
we played with our hair off fire. Yeah. True hot boy.
True hot boy.
I love that.
We're here. And there.
Let's go to Trey. Wow. Trey's in Oakland. What's up, Trey? How you doing, man?
That is great.
Oh, my Lord.
Man, top of the morning to you cats, man.
Uh-oh, what you got, baby?
And Guru.
What you got?
Man, let's just pump our brakes on Jay York. And for a minute, man, don't tell me we're all getting soft. We're going to give this man a pass. Don't tell me we're just giving him a pass. But I forgot, I guess, winning cures everything.
Definitely.
But. Okay, but look, but hold on, Guru. Sure. He inherited a team that basically was stolen under the Barlows. I'm sure we can all agree that team was stolen from Eddie.
Okay,
no doubt.
All right, we'll give you that.
Okay, another two, Harbaugh, I don't care. Pound for pound, I'll tell any Niner fan this. Pound for pound, Harbaugh is still the best coach. Pound for pound. On any level.
New.
Any level.
I disagree.
Okay, Bronte, but you know what? Can Shanahan go back to college and recruit and get talent? We don't know if he can do that.
But that's got nothing
Michigan
to do with a pro
Jet
job.
To beat Ohio State or take their recruits.
Okay, Bob, okay, but you know what? We don't know that because Shanahan's never been in that position. You can say Shanahan had an easy road to the NFL because we all know his daddy played.
Sure.
Now, I'm not going to
Hey, Jim Harbaugh's got a daddy. Jim Harbaugh got a daddy.
Hold on. But did his daddy coach in, but did his daddy coach in the NFL?
His daddy was a big boy. His daddy was a big boy. Uh-huh. In football
circles.
He was a
head coach.
I'm just saying he was a big boy in football circles. Everybody knew Harbaugh's dad.
But was he ever a head coach?
It was a football family.
But Guru, was he ever a head coach?
No.
I mean, when I'm assessing Harbaugh and Shanahan, it's only as a pro coach. If you want to bring in college, that's fine.
But I guarantee you this. When your daddy is a head coach, it carries cachet. You guys got to agree with that. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. Take Bill Belichick's son. You know he's coaching the Patriots. I guarantee you in about the next 5 years, Bill Belichick's son will be a head coach somewhere.
Okay, absolutely.
Because his daddy carries cachet.
Okay, and there, you know what? There are many in football like that and basketball. But I get you.
But Harbaugh's road to the NFL started from that low San Diego. He was even coaching at San Diego State.
Oh, I got you.
Coaching at UC San Diego, the lowest of the lowest, then made his way up to Stanford, then came up to the Niners, then the back door because York chose Trent Baalke, which we remember, I got to choose my best friend over the coach, which was a dumb decision. So let's not just reward this dude. A true owner.
All right. I got you, Trey. We got a lot of other people on the line.
What was his point?
His point is that we're giving Jed York too much credit for doing the bare minimum, is basically what he's saying.
Winning with class.
And I get it, but I look at it again. I wasn't sure Jed York could put together any kind of consistent winner.
Organized chaos.
If he lets these guys in charge and kind of stays in the background, I think it's got a really good chance of being successful consistently. I didn't think he was even capable of doing that. So, yes, I had him in a negative, and now he's back to ground zero. I'm giving him credit for that. But I get if you're like, well, now he's just the ground zero. Why are you praising that? Wait till he gets 10 feet above the ground.
But don't strip Kyle Shanahan from being a good coach because he didn't go through the college ranks.
Right.
But he still grinded. Right. He still was a grad assistant.
No doubt.
He still was a quality control coach.
Yeah, all of that.
He started from the bottom in the NFL.
And, that's interesting. I just thought of Kobe Bryant, and Kobe came right out of high school, and I'll never forget, I was talking to a sports writer, and we were talking about Kobe, and she's like, boy, what a mistake, not going to college, and I was like, why? And she said, well, now he's not going to be able to develop, and he's going to go right into the NBA, and he won't have any kind of foundation, and I was like, are you kidding? Why does he need to go to college when he's as good as the pros
because we thought that's how it was. You had to do that.
Well, how is his development just going to the pros?
Fine.
And that's kind of what I mean. Okay, I get it. Jim Harbaugh had to go through college. Well, guess what? Kyle Shanahan said, you know what? I'm not going to college. I'm going to take a quality control job to get into the business, and then I'm going to try to climb the ladder.
Well, I like his game.
Exactly what
we
he
have.
Did.
Real quick, Steiny, we got Stump the Steiny. It's in the making, this is going to be Guru the Guesser and Killian. Is that who you're talking?
You no.
Said
no.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, Kyle Shanahan, just looking at everything, started as a grad assistant at UCLA.
We love that caller. That was hate. That was a bit. There was some hate in that.
Yeah. Trey's a good caller.
Yeah. I said that.
All right.
He'll bring his best today.
Let's go to Amal. Amal's in Fremont. What's going on, Amal?
I need a speech.
How you guys doing today?
You want to address the team?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, guys, we got Amal from Fremont. Give him your undivided attention. Go ahead, Amal.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate that. Man, I want to tell you guys a couple of things. You already know what you need to do, but what I wanted to tell you guys is that you got to be grateful for what you have in small things. Your health, your family. Your appreciation for the game. Imagine this. You have an opportunity here to go and make history. So, guys, leave everything on the table. I'll tell you one thing. Win or lose, you will not regret it if you give it your 110%. Promise you, win or lose, you give it all you got. You're going to walk away a winner, a champion. But I promise you this. Most battles are won and lost before they start. If you have the mental capacity that we're going to go in there and win this game, well, guess what? You're going to go and win that game. But if you have any doubt in your ability, if you have doubt in your teammates, then you know what? It's not going to happen. So remember this. Do your job. Do your job well, and remember that your teammate's going to do his job. And together, we have an opportunity to make history. Remember last year. Forget about last year. This is your year. Go out there, make history. and leave nothing on the table, and I promise you, you're going to be a champion in your own book. I'm out, guys.
Thanks, Amal. Appreciate it. And, hey, we better get out there for kickoff. We're going to get a delay of game. I'll say this about
his mind. He felt like he delivered it.
I'll say this about Amal's. I wasn't doubting my teammates until he said, if you're doubting your teammates, you're not going to win. And then I started thinking, you know what? I don't really trust Salah that much, come to think of it. So we're already
a lot of cliches in that speech, and yeah, a lot of them.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of zoned out.
Mine was natural. I popcorn. You know,
my
biggest thing with the speech is you got to engage your audience, right? You got to have me locked in.
Yeah.
And when you start talking about family and this and that, I'm just like, I'm not trying to hear that right now.
I use family in mine. I said, don't forget about them.
For 60 minutes. Yeah. The hell with your kids for 60 minutes.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. All right. Here's what's coming up next. Merton Hanks, former San Francisco 49er. Merton Hanks is right on the other side. We're having a lot of fun today. We're getting you ready. I want you to listen to this every time I say it. 49ers, Packers, 340, Levi Stadium, NFC Championship. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's a Football Friday brought to you by Xfinity. And let's go out to the phone lines. And we are joined by a four-time Pro Bowler, a four-time All-Pro. He won one Super Bowl as a defensive back for the San Francisco 49ers. He's now the Senior Associate Commissioner of Conference USA. Merton Hanks, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, man.
Well, appreciate you having me.
Yeah. We're having some fun today, and we're letting some of our listeners pretend like they're giving a pregame speech to the team, a pregame talk. And what I wonder is stuff like that overblown, or are there moments in your career, Merton, where you remember what was said a certain time before a big game?
Well, certainly pregame talks are it's really hard to mess a pregame talk up, actually, because usually your team's already fired up and they're kind of ready to go, especially when you're in a position as the 49ers going into the NFC Championship game. There are ways to blow it. You don't want to come in with low energy or spouting out cliches. You want to be direct to the point, and more important, you want to be brief. No one wants to hear a long soliloquy.
Right.
He wants you to get to the point and let's go play ball.
Merton, the game is predicated, I don't have to tell you, you did it, on emotion. And when you used to do your chicken dance, you know what it meant to me? Something's good is happening. I made a play, and the crowd would go crazy. We see it with the Warriors with Draymond Green. But I was telling the fellas last Saturday, Bosa, I don't want to say he faked hurt, but he was on the ground, they were tending to him, and then he got up, and the crowd went crazy. And I know it's about plays on the field. What I'm asking you, though, is I think now Bosa's that emotional leader. Does that just take the team to another level when you get demonstrative like that?
Well, I think you've got two things working. You've got and they're all good for the 49ers. You have a high-round draft pick playing at a high level, playing with great emotion. And that permeates, you know, the entirety of the team. So I actually love the fact that clearly – he was still feeling the ribs when he got up, but adrenaline kicked in, the moment kicked in, the excitement kicked in, and he wanted to provide excitement, because at the end of the day, all NFL players understand that we're playing a great game of football, and it's a child's game, and it's a sport, but you want to play with emotion and have great fun doing it.
Merton, you played in a few NFC Championship games, no doubt about that, and you had some heartbreaks at those NFC Championship games. Tell our audience what it was like, you know, after losing to the Dallas Cowboys in back-to-back seasons, once at Candlestick, once down there at Dallas Stadium or Texas Stadium. That year, when Eric Davis set the tone with that pick six, what was it like in that locker room beforehand, getting ready for the NFC Championship, knowing that if we get by this game, not only are we going to the Super Bowl in Miami, but we're to go win that damn thing?
Well, that's the parallel I have with the current 49er roster. you know you're the better team when you beat the same team twice in a given year. So they have opportunity. They had a great game against Green Bay earlier in the year. They got them back home on their home turf, fought hard to get the privilege to play at home. I just think it's time to take advantage of it. And certainly for our group was such a supremely confident group. We're like, let's hurry up and get this game over with, get the win. I'm already packed for Miami. I got a dinner date down in San Francisco with the missus. So let's go get this win so I can make my dinner date on time.
I want to ask you that question kind of from the other side, because it sounds like if you're a 49er, you know you're coming off 37-8. You're feeling good that if you take care of business, you're going to win the game. If you're a Packer, do you think some of those players have this feeling, man, those guys blew us out, and we're going to have to be perfect? And that, like, almost tentatively going into the game.
Well, the Packers certainly, you know, much like the 49ers, they got a bunch of young players on that team as well. And, look, when you lose a game, there's always a little bit of doubt in your mind, because this isn't speculation. We're not guessing. We did lose to these guys before. So that definitely sits in the back of your mind. Obviously, you try to go out and play the best to your ability to overcome those doubts. But I do think that's an advantage for the 49ers if they play to their talent level and intensity and capability. They understand that they can beat this team. This is the best possible situation. I usually root for the NFC West. I hate Green Bay so much, I was actually rooting for Seattle.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm an NFC West supporter in general. But the Packers are actually a better fit as an offensive scheme and defensive scheme for what the 49ers do than Seattle is currently. So this is a great matchup for San Francisco. They understand, again, this isn't speculation. We beat these boys just a few short weeks ago. Obviously, they'll come back with wrinkles. They're in the Final Four, so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.